Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Forklift Safety Day. It's also National Call Your Doctor Day. National Making Life Beautiful Day, National Corn on the Cob Day, and National German Chocolate Cake Day. So, Monday's episode I had to quickly record because I forgot to record on Sunday. And I woke up Monday morning, I was like, oh crap, I haven't recorded. And I work in the office on Mondays, and so by the time I woke up, I was late for work, basically. But no one really, it's not like we clock in or clock out at my level, at least. So no one is really watching to see what time I get there, what time I leave, all that kind of stuff. And there's no clocking in, I'm not hourly. So it's okay, but you always think, oh, are my coworkers going to judge me? But I only have one coworker that's directly on my team that's in the same office. So, you know, it's all right. Whatever. It is what it is. He, a lot of times, comes in later than me, so I feel like there's no room for him to judge me. Because most days that we're in the office, I'm there before he is. Although today I did get there after him, and I left before he left. But I accomplished the thing that I wanted to get. I have so many meetings. The most I can do is plan to get through email or as much email as possible in a day, and then accomplish one thing. So this time we had done a Zoom session where, and Zoom is a webinar. We had done a webinar about a week and a half ago, showing folks a particular testing tool that we provide on my team, and did a demo and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to go into too much detail because it's going to be boring, but we're really focusing on testing this year. As far as, like, you're going to be required to do certain types of testing when you write code before you deliver it to production. And so we're focusing a lot on marketing the tools that we provide that enable you to do the testing that you're required to do. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm the product manager for testing. And so I have to schedule these sessions and, you know, do demos and all that kind of stuff. And so, I have phlegm in my throat. So anyway, I had done that. And the thing that I wanted to do today was to send the email to all the attendees with the recording of the session, the FAQ. We put together an FAQ document of all the questions that were asked during the session, and we answered them, and the slide deck. So if anyone wanted to go and review the slides later. So I got that done, and so I left. Because I was like, I'm done. That was the thing I wanted to get done today. And we have grocery shopping tonight and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I'll go back. I don't remember where we were, or how far I had gotten on the last episode, even though I just recorded it this morning. But I know that I had talked about, so I got up on Monday morning. And Mark took me to the airport, and my coworker actually he got there as well about 30 minutes after me. I was earlier than him, and we were on the same plane together, the first plane, but we were not on the same second plane. So I like layovers in airports. Like, I like to read books or people watch or get my steps in, you know, walk around the airport, people watch, all that kind of stuff. So I like being in airports. Like, I'm okay with it. So I was okay with the longer layover. Plus, you know, I basically got the whole day off of work because there was not much I could do from the airport. I couldn't join meetings or anything like that because I didn't have internet. And, you know, there's nothing important enough for me to buy, like purchase internet or something. And on my phone, I'm going to waste my internet, my internet on my phone. So I didn't do that either. I did do a little bit of work because I had some slides I had to create for a presentation during the offsite. So I worked on that a little bit. But other than that, I just kind of relaxed and I had started a new book that I haven't read. And so I did that and then got on the plane, got there. When I got there, oh yeah, I remember I told you guys they didn't have I decided to do a rental car and they didn't have an economy car. So I ended up getting a Jeep. And that was, you know, whatever. I mean, it's fine, but I didn't really want a vehicle that large. And I had been kind of contemplating like, okay, if I'm going to pay for this myself, am I going to shuttle around my coworkers? Because if I'm paying for it, why should I shuttle them around? But at the same time, I don't mind taking them back and forth to the office. And, you know, so I ended up volunteering. I'm like, hey, when I saw them at the hotel, I was like, hey, I rented a car because I am bougie. And, but I'm happy to take you guys to and from work, you know, anytime I can during the week. There was one evening where one of my other coworkers who's not on my team, but she used to be my program manager. She actually invited me to dinner. And so I couldn't take them back to the hotel because I was going to dinner with her. So anyway, I got to the hotel, got checked in. So rented the car. That process was fine. Made it to the hotel by about 6 or 6:30, but I had to go grocery shopping because I was like, okay, I'm going to buy groceries. And I'm going to eat in the room whenever I can. And when I say buy groceries, just buy lower calorie things that I can eat in the room. And I thought I was going to have a kitchenette. But I decided, you know what? I'm not going to cook because how am I going to buy ingredients? I'm going to have a bunch of stuff left over. Because, you know, if I buy spices and oil or butter or whatever the case may be and meat and vegetables and like all this stuff, there's no way I'm going to four nights in the hotel. No matter how small of amount of things I get, it's going to be hard for one person to exactly purchase the right amount of stuff. So I just ended up getting a couple of microwave dinners and some bread and some chips and drinks. And I got a bottle of water, a big, huge bottle of water so that I could keep my water drinking. Got to the hotel and there was no kitchenette. There was a refrigerator and that was it. And the refrigerator had no freezer and the microwave dinners were frozen. And so I ended up having to throw away the microwave dinners at one point because I was worried that they had gone bad because no freezer. Anyway, but I didn't do well on my diet during the week, but I did work out 3 days during the week. So at least I made myself work out, which is good. So we have a few text messages, so I'll go ahead and read those, get caught up with those. Gary in Portland says, it will be good to hear from Daniel this week. Yeah, it was good hearing from Daniel last week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Kathy Bacon says, this message is for Scotty. Thanks for passing it on. I no longer contact shows because I became exhausted of it. I adore all podcasters I listen to. Adam, if you had any travel advice for a person who has never left the country before, as to the first country they should go visit, what do you suggest? I think that's a question from Kathy to me. And then she says, so Scotty is trying to plan a vacation for me next year and he picked Japan, but I've never woken up and thought I'd really like to visit Japan. And also a plane ticket to Japan from here is between $5,000 and $8,000. Are you doing first class, Kathy? Because you can fly to Japan for less than $8,000. I'd have to make it a 1 day trip because the plane ticket is going to break the bank. I bought a newly built home and I'm doubling up my payments. So it's fully paid off in 8 years and I pay less than $100,000 in interest. So I'm kind of on a budget and don't really want to spend more than a few thousand on plane tickets. Well, one thing I would suggest, you know, depending on your tolerance for flights, I do not book business or first class ever. Like, I don't pay for it. Like, if I, because of my status, my loyalty status with American Airlines, occasionally I may get upgraded, but I never pay for first. I just don't think it's worth it. Some people do. And I will say a trip to Japan is a very long flight. And so if you don't do well in those cramped seats, then maybe that's something that you need to do. But I just cannot spend that much money. I don't like to spend more than $1,000, $1,500 for a plane ticket, even for a overseas trip. But I just get economy. Like, and a lot of times I use frequent flyer miles, even for that, because I don't like to spend that much money. So advice, I guess I should have read this beforehand because I'm going to run out of time. I don't know if I would choose Japan as my first, but I've never been to Japan, so I'm not really a expert on that. But if you're a person who's kind of worried about traveling outside the U.S., I would personally, now I don't know, somebody's going to tell me I'm ignorant, but yeah, I think what I was about to say was ignorant. Let me think about that one. I'm going to have to think about that question and get back to you on tomorrow's episode because I feel like I need a whole episode to devote to this question, or at least longer than I gave myself, and I need to ponder your question. So, to be continued. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.